Assalamu alaikum. You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Issa Martel. Today is Rabi al-Awwal, the 23rd in the year 1440 of the Hijri of the Prophet Muhammad. This corresponds to December the 1st, 2018 in our common calendar. Yeah, it's been a little bit of time since I've been on. My stepson, my wife's son, got hired at Apple in California. So she had to go out there and help him get settled. And during that time, I was busy watching our other kids and stuff like that. So tonight I'm out here in my outside garage cleaning some, doing some cleaning on armor. So if you hear some clanking or something, that's the metal there. If you don't know by now, I do armored combat, historical martial arts, this type of thing. I do Persian historical martial arts, and I do armored combat that leads into armored combat, and that is called Ras Mafsar, which I do. I'm a student there. I also am part of the Armored Combat League here in America. So that's that. So we did a armored combat demo for a local Cub Scout troop. And so that was on a Tuesday night, and so I'm just kind of going over my armor now because a lot of kids were touching it and whatnot, and I don't want to be surprised by some crazy rust spots down the line from shaped like little kid fingerprints. Anyway, what I was thinking about today, I listened to another interview from, what's her name? Laura Loomer, who got banned from Twitter. And I guess she got banned from Facebook then, too. I guess she calls herself a journalist. I'm not really familiar with her, but after this interview, it was kind of apparent on where she stood. She got banned from these things for supposed hate speech and this type of stuff. I'm not one for banning people from social media, just in the general stance. I think, in general, social media leans very liberally, I guess, to the left. So I think they're biased in this type of regard to a lot of things. I'm not really left, I guess, myself. I kind of try to take a more balanced and middle ground on most things and see both sides. So much of my personal life experiences are kind of two-sided. So it's easy for me to see both sides of a situation, just due to what I've been through myself. So with her, she got banned, like I said, for saying these comments. And the issue I had in general was that she's says that she's anti, I guess, Sharia is what she says. But then later in the interview that I listened to, she says she hates Islam. So she's Jewish, this woman. And apparently a lot of Jews don't like her and made comments about her because she's a conservative or right-wing or whatever you want to call it. So even amongst the Jewish community, apparently, according to her, she has a lot of people that are upset with her for her comments that she makes. With this, we have an issue. So how can you say you... She says that she doesn't hate Muslims, right? But she hates Islam. And she mentioned a whole lot of things about it that coincidentally are very inaccurate. And she bases this on the concept of Sharia law. Now, I'm not a Sharia law expert, but... these statements that she made are blatantly false, because she equates the concept of Sharia law with the oppression of people. So she, in her minds, her exact words were that Muslims want to kill Christians and Jews and want to, you know, under Sharia law, all women have to cover their hair and wear hijab, and these type of statements that you typically hear from this segment of the society, meaning right-wing conservative people, speakers, or what have you. So she made some comments saying that in World War II, I guess, the Grand Mufti was photoed with Nazis. And so Muslims back Nazis and this type of thing. Which I find ironic as a Jew saying this, because, and she kind of like targets white Christian audience, which is like the broad audience of America, you know, the American conservative movement is generally based with these people. So she targets this and says this, but as a Jew, I find it not myself as being Jewish, but as hearing someone who's Jewish say this, I find it fascinating, because the Muslims took in the Jews when Europe was kicking them out. So, for example, when we go to the end of the 15th century and the beginning of the 16th century, when Europe was kicking out the Jews, and in Spain they also kicked out the Muslims when the Muslim rule fell in Spain. But the Muslims took in the Jews, and this is evident if you go to places such as Morocco, where there are Jewish quarters of the cities, and on buildings there's Stars of David and these types of things. And they lived there up until Israel is formed. So once Israel is formed, around that time period, most of the Jews in that were living in Muslim countries in the Middle East went to either like America or Israel itself. Excuse me. So, you know, that wasn't too long ago. It wasn't like, hundreds of years ago. This is relatively recent history, but she paints this narrative that this didn't happen, or that all Muslims want to kill Jews. In fact, she even says that why would she like a ideology where they want her dead? And that's once again a factually false statement, because Islam doesn't want her dead. And if she's going to say Sharia, I don't know what she's basing this concept of Sharia law on. Most likely she's basing it on like actions that Islamic governments that we see now, or so quote-unquote Islamic governments, but none of them are really Sharia. They may have elements of Sharia in them, but we haven't seen, I don't believe anyone alive now was alive when there was a Sharia government, and the last time there was anything like it was the Ottoman Empire. So such a person would be like 100 years old now. And maybe there is somewhere someone that old, but certainly the commentators and everything here that we hear on the radio or like podcasting or anything like that, none of them are alive. So no one has a basis to look at. They're looking at these governments that were set up, which I say are puppet governments initially. They were set up when the West cut up the Ottoman Empire and made puppet states out of them and instilled their own leaders and this type of thing. Always with an idea of Western-based democracy in the background, you know, which from, you know, a certain point of view is, you know, not a, you know, a really bad thing, even though I disagree with it. But, you know, from an American perspective, if you're helping establish a government, you're going to, in another country, you're going to kind of promote democracy, since that's our thing. You know, that's part of the whole deal of getting our aid and everything like that, is that you have to pretty much do things our way. Which has good points and bad points, as everything does. But like I said, I thought it was fascinating that she came out and said this, like flat out said this. Such things are historically lies, obviously, like I said. But also it just promotes division and hatred amongst the society. She even went as far to say that if you're Muslim, Now, granted, a non-Muslim is telling you this. A non-Muslim who has come out and said that she hates Islam. So, she's telling you that, which is a falsehood also, because she made the reasoning that of this is because in Islam you're supposed to submit, or the highest authority is God, hence Sharia law is the highest law of the land, and in America we have the Constitution or what have you, and that's the highest law of the land. So you would be at odds, which one would you choose if you're Muslim? And since if you were to choose the Constitution and our laws, she's saying that you truly wouldn't be Muslim. From an ignorant point of view, or an ignorant standpoint, that makes sense. You know, yeah, it makes sense that, okay, well, yeah, you know, you got to pick one or the other. However, you can apply this the same thing to any person who's religious, right? Or anyone who has any sense of morality or any kind of identity in themselves. If your government laws are telling you to do something that is you're fundamentally against, are you going to do them? Right? So you can apply this to any Christian, you know. Are you going to do something that, are you going to follow a law that goes against your values or whatever? I would imagine most people are going to say no to that. So why is it like a kind of a special issue that you address specifically to Muslims that, you have to follow Sharia to be considered a Muslim? And this is, once again, a non-Muslim who doesn't even pronounce Islamic terms correctly, which doesn't necessarily matter, but if you're going to proclaim yourself to know something about the religion, at least pronounce the words right to show that you've read it or something like this. Why would you, if she, the non-Muslim, is telling you this, what kind of, I guess my thing is, what kind of authority does she have in this? Or on top of it, what does it even matter to her? You know, she's perpetrating this belief that Sharia law is taking over the United States of America. Which a lot of people are, a lot of conservative, right-wing people are saying. That's their thing at the moment. Muslims are taking over Sharia. You know, you heard this phrase, creeping Sharia and all this, and then they'll say that it's okay, Muslims aren't going to tell you the truth because they have this, it's permissible to lie, and this type of thing. And all this is false. But to them it doesn't matter because they're pushing their agenda, and you have people that follow it. And they listen to them, and they just go with it with no problem. So it kind of bothers me that this is what's out there. I mean, I get everyone has their own opinion and what have you. But it's really absurd to believe that a religion is taking over the United States of America. And if there is any religion that is or has done that, it's clearly Christianity. It's in all our policies and everything. So for her to say this, even as a Jew, it's mind-boggling to me. And it's just, like I said, based on, I don't know what. I don't know what it's based on. But it just feeds the narrative that we hear. It feeds this narrative that a certain segment of people are bad. And it's easy to make these accusations. She mentioned how here in Minnesota, Muslims got elected in the past election. And why is this a problem? You know, why is this an issue? She said that, oh, and now Muslims want to change, like, congressional laws and stuff to force people to wear hijabs. And that's not the case if you're not aware that there is a law in Congress that you can't wear headgear in Congress. And so she... I guess they're trying to pass a law that would change that and get rid of that law, which states goes back, I don't know to what year, but, you know, to change that because she wears a hijab, Ilhan does. And because of this, now this woman, Laura Loomer, takes that as Muslims are intentionally changing our system of government to be Islamic. And it's not. I mean, that law in itself shouldn't even exist. Because if you have here in the U.S. freedom of religion, and it seems that people forget this, or you only have freedom of religion if you're a Christian and practice Islam or practice religion in a certain way that's suitable to the masses, which isn't the case. And if you have freedom of religion, then you should be able, if your religion requires you to dress a certain way, you should be able to dress that way. And it's not against the law. It's not harming anyone or bothering anyone. If it's bothering you, you're the one who has the problem, not the person dressing however they're dressing, not the person doing whatever they're doing. They don't have the problem, you do. So, you know, these types of things are just, I mean, they're just idiotic. And people who push this type of agenda are just as foolish. Like I said, I disagree, and this is just a statement because I want to reiterate that I disagree with, I disagree basically completely with her on this stance. But I do agree with the idea that she has and her objections to being banned off of social media and this type of thing. I don't think that should happen. And I don't like how people are, the way things are going down now, and people get like this mob mentality forms as soon as something happens. people get targeted and go after them and basically ruin their lives and everything, and everyone's like, yeah. Well, I just saw this with Neil deGrasse Tyson, right? So he now, someone accused him of rape, right? So you have, of course, I didn't think this. I thought that you weren't going to see any reaction because he's kind of like the, left, I don't know, not, I don't know if it's left is the correct word, but certain people prop him up to a level, to be like anti, to justify their anti-religious stance and pro 100% science. Which is your opinion. That's fine. I don't agree with it, but I don't have to. And I do enjoy watching his shows and stuff like that. but I guess now people who are have been fans of him this whole time, all these years, are just like, screw him, kick him to the curb, this and that. But it goes back to he's... like, this just, I guess, just happened in the past day or so. This came out. Not even waiting to hear his response or investigating or doing anything like that. These people that were fans of him, you know, are just like, I'm done with them. That's it. What if he didn't do anything? You know, what if he's innocent? I have real, real issues with this type of thing that goes on. And it's complete mob mentality type of situation. And this is like, I think, the downside of social media, where these things are allowed to go on. People are allowed to... affect other people's lives like so drastically. Now, if he is found guilty of whatever has been, you know, he's been accused of, then yeah, of course. But in our society, we should wait until we know these things as fact. Like, is it true or not, you know? And if that takes, like, 6 months or something to find out, then that's how long it takes. But we did have a concept of innocent until proven guilty, and it seems like the more liberal people lean, the more this concept is thrown by the wayside, and you're just, like, thrown under the bus. And that's it. The sad thing about this is that if you are found, you know, not guilty of any of these types of charges, it's not made amends, or you're not like publicly, like they publicly don't recant, you know, doing this to you or whatever. Your career's ruined. Whatever you did is, you know, to earn a living is basically done with. And like I said, if you are guilty of these things, I have no remorse for you in that regard. But well, at least we got to wait and find out if the person's guilty or not. So... I don't know. Our issues, our country, our society are pretty jacked up right now. We see things all the time that are just kind of continuing to get worse and worse. I don't know if it's getting better or if it's getting worse. I don't know what's what'll be. Obviously, I don't know the future or anything, but even when we try to look at it, you know, it kind of makes you wonder where we're going to be at in just another 20 years or whatever. (clears throat) 20 years ago, these types of things weren't really a problem because we didn't have internet like now. We certainly didn't have social media. We didn't have, you know, ways to instantly communicate. We didn't have any of this type of thing. But now we do. So we need to figure out banning people for having opinions on something that's supposed to be something like social media, I don't think is the solution. Unless you're really saying some hateful stuff, but I just don't think this is the answer. Because once again, it just then continues to propagate a one-sided viewpoint, which obviously then becomes a very biased thing. If nobody who disagrees with you can be on your platform to disagree, then, you know, we're going to have problems, you know, down the line with that. So, that's just that. I'm going to end this one here. I'll probably do another one that might be more interesting now, but I'm just doing this, like I said, doing this armor, so I'm kind of half thinking and half not. So I just wanted to kind of touch base and hit what's going on. You know, like I said before, this is how it is. It's not really a regular, as much as I would like it to be a regular weekly thing, that's not how it is right now. And, you know, hopefully at some point, maybe it will be. That's it for today. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.